The charge in justice court was brought against 47-year-old Ningnan Lee after the incident on a Tuesday morning, November 14th of last year. In the bench trial, Assistant Park City Prosecutor Tricia Lake said that a student saw Lee practicing his draw and notified 911.
After law enforcement was called, we had three law enforcement agencies respond. Every available officer within the Park City Police Department responded. Four schools were placed on lockdown. Defendant has acknowledged that he pulled the firearm. In fact, he acknowledged to law enforcement that when he believed he saw someone, he put the firearm away. That demonstrates, along with the defendant's acknowledged training in concealed carry and safety, gun safety courses, he knew the behavior was alarming.
She said it's an offense that has to be taken seriously in an age when school shootings are frequently making headlines.
In today's culture, the post-Columbine era, there is just simply no room for error when it comes to firearms. Any overt action taken with a gun that is not in self-defense on school grounds is threatening behavior. It is going to cause alarm. It is going to cause the exact result that happened on this day.
In reply, the defendant's attorney, Aaron Tarrin, said that Lee had been careful to check that no one was around when he pulled out his handgun. He said his client certainly didn't want to cause alarm at a school where he's regularly involved as a parent.
Now, Mr. Lee is very familiar with the school. He knows the hours. He goes, he volunteers. He knows those kids are going to be in class, and in fact, they are. And he doesn't walk out in the parking lot and start drawing it. No, he walks on his way home like he's done many times in the past, like he's most likely seen in the past that no one is around. And in fact, no one is supposed to be around except for this day. It just happened that a high school student showed up late and ran out of parking. And so he parked at the other parking lot and just happened to walk across and see Mr. Lee. And this is critical because Mr. Lee sees this person, see him.
Tarrin said when Lee realized he was being observed, he immediately put his gun away and left the scene. The attorney said maybe his client's behavior wasn't smart, but it could be considered criminal negligence at most. It did not rise to the level of reckless behavior under the criminal statute.
He just dropped his kids off at school, a school he loves and he volunteers at. People think highly of him there. His intent was to be a protective ninja-type guy who was going to be one of the good guys if something ever went down. Now, whether or not that's healthy, that's smart, or helpful, doesn't really matter. What we need to focus in on is the language in the statute. We testified, and we don't have any reason not to believe Mr. Lee. His testimony has been credible. It's been corroborated. I don't think the facts are really in dispute here. We just have to interpret them. He looks around several times. He doesn't want to freak anybody out. That's the last thing he wants to do. He walks out into the field. Nobody else is around.
In handing down her ruling, Judge Kerr said the case is an unfortunate event.
The defendant has, both here today and in his statements to the officers, indicated that he studied hard and understood the rules with regards to his concealed carry and his hunter safety, his firearms training. And the training itself basically says that drawing a gun may result in threatening behavior and cause alarm to folks. And he acknowledged here in cross-examination that he understood that language.
Judge Kerr said there's no place on school grounds for reckless behavior or for practice draws.
The issue is, did he intend to do that? I don't think he intended to do that, but I think his behavior recklessly caused that by engaging in a threatening behavior. And all of that other stuff aside, pulling a weapon, even if you're just practicing your draw, at a school ground, during school hours is a threatening behavior, in my interpretation of the facts, in any and all situations. I cannot envision a place or a time where it is appropriate to draw a weapon on a school ground unless it is an immediate addressing a threat.
Judge Shauna Kerr, who did commend the defendant for being honest and cooperative with officers, she said the incident could have been a lot worse. The court file for Lee shows he has paid the fine of $150 and has completed another firearms course with certification provided to the court. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.